Welcome to the Narratives Library. Summer's dad announces he has found a way out of his family's troubles. Only it's a long way away. Summer realises with horror he wants them to move from England to Australia.
I couldn't wait to hear about the plan because our family desperately needed one. Things were bad. We were a wreckage. I thought Dad meant something like therapy or even just a nice day out. He said it to me like a magic word, an abracadabra painted with his right hand in the space above my head. Australia. For a second, the ground dropped from my feet as if the bit of floor I was standing on was a portal and I was going to fall straight through to that faraway place. But I found something to cling onto. Oh, you mean for a holiday? Dad had shifty eyes. Not exactly. And a sheepish grin. Well, not at all. Think about it, Summer. Australia! He looked at the word still dangling over my head like a colourful piñata in our house of gloom. I shook my head. I tried to say the word back, to return it to Dad like an unwanted gift. Australia. The syllables were fat and awkward in my mouth. No way, Dad. We can't. But he looked so sure and so happy about it. When? I added. 2 weeks. Dad whacked his dumb piñata and watched the idea rain down hard onto my head, causing tiny hairline fractures in my skull. 2 weeks? This couldn't be real. I thought of Floyd then. The memory of him always showed up unexpectedly when I was halfway through a conversation or during loud applause at a school assembly or when I was waiting quietly for the kettle to boil and my heart would go boom, 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 trying to expand into the space he'd left. It would swell and stutter out of my control. I knew this feeling would pass. It did every time, which was a relief that also made me feel rotten and guilty. My heart was still beating. Questions about Dad's plan started to roll out of me. But how? Why? What about our life here? What about my friends? What about Gran? And for how long? And I came full circle back to how, as in, how can you think this will help us, Dad? He counted his answers on his fingers. How? On a plane, of course, sweetheart. Why? Because we need to get away from London, and Australia used to be my home, chicken. What about our life here? I think you know the answer to that. You'll make new friends. You were only saying the other day that Melinda is the only one you really like. His eyes crinkled in sympathy, my jaw clenched, telling me I should have kept my mouth shut. And Gran will visit, my little dot. Sweetheart, chicken, and little dot. They weren't exactly superhero names, so how was I going to prevent this disaster on my own? There was only one question he hadn't answered, and all I had to do was cross my arms and stare at him. How long? He said. He bent down so our faces were level and threw the word towards me gently, the way you throw a ball to a little kid who can't catch. Forever. He meant it. The room became an airless pocket. I hated him for doing this to me and reached for the nearest thing that could hurt him. What does Mum think? There was a telltale pause and he straightened up. She's excited. He swallowed. Dad was a terrible liar. I knew for certain that Mum would not be excited about this plan. Excitement was one lost thing in our house and Mum was another. What about Wren? She won't go without a fight. My sister could breathe fire about Dad's choice of breakfast cereal, let alone something like this. You make it sound as if I'm hauling you off to prison. Well, that's what it used to be. Now you're just being silly, he snapped. For the first time since I'd walked through the door, I felt wary of him. Perhaps he saw the look on my face because he touched my chin and smiled. You don't know anything about the place. And I didn't want to. It was hard enough getting through the days here. How would we cope in a strange country? Now Dad was giving me a look that said it was him and me against the world, or at least against Mum and Wren, the lost causes. No, no, no. I would never join him on this. It can't happen, Dad. Australia, Summer. As if I'd forgotten what we were talking about. It's an amazing place. Just you wait and see.
You've been listening to Emily Gale reading from her novel, The Other Side of Summer. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.